أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. Still in this discussion of this great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, of this formula of saying إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Whenever any difficulty, any problem, hardship comes to us, then we should read that. And this is that a person, normally if he's not trained spiritually, non-Muslims, nothing to ask about them, but even Muslims, if we are not trained, then we speak lot other things. And we speak a lot of wrong things, we cry, we scream, etc. We accuse other people, all wrong things. In place of all that, Allah gave us this beautiful formula of reading, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And when we read this, and a person, though within him, he might have other, the shaitan put some waswasa, some other thoughts in him, why did this happen to you? You don't deserve this. This should have happened to somebody else, in a'udhu billah. Therefore, those thoughts do come, and they are maaf. But better is that we train ourselves that such thoughts also don't come. But the person didn't say anything wrong with his tongue. Allah appreciates this so much that three great blessings Allah blesses him with. Salawat, which is Allah's special rahmat, which is for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, something of that sort Allah gives him also. Rahmat, Allah's rahmat comes on him. And Allah grants him hidayat also. So three great blessings for saying these beautiful words. These words, ulama have explained, there are two parts of it. Inna lillah and inna ilayhi raji'un. And in it, Allah Ta'ala has kept great solace and comfort for a person. One is mentally, psychologically also. And the other one is by his nature and his temperament also. Aqli, that is mentally and psychologically, that when a person says these words and a little bit he thinks of it, that we belong to Allah, inna lillah, that we belong to Allah. So when we belong to Him, the owner has the full right to do as he pleases. If he wanted to give us this difficulty, it is his full right. And whatever he wants to do, you've got two garages and you've got two cars. You park one car this side, the other one that side, it's your choice. Whichever side you want to park, whatever you want to do. You've got a house and you've got a first floor, a ground floor and first floor. You've got a bedroom upstairs also, downstairs also. It's your choice where you want to stay. So the owner, he can do as he please. Allah is our owner. Whatever he wishes to, we submit to him. And we can make mistakes that we should rather have slept at the bottom or on top. Or we should have parked the one car in the carport, the other one in the garage. We can make mistakes, Allah makes no mistakes. Mm. And the other thing is again, that Allah only does what is good for us. We might not understand it, but whatever Allah does is only good for us. Like this common example of that king who loved his hunting. And he was going for hunting with his minister that he was always close to. And as they left, he got hurt. When he got hurt, the minister had a habit of saying, whatever Allah does is for the best. So he said that, the king said, I got hurt, and just when you get hurt, that pain is more. Slowly it subsides after that. So he said, I got hurt, I'm paining, and you saying it's good what Allah does. So the king ordered he must go to jail for 3 days. Again he said, whatever Allah does is only for the best. The king went on his hunting spree. He reached a place where there were cannibals, man-eaters. They eat people alive. So they caught him, they were going to eat him. But they also had some masalas like we have for qurbani. The tail of the animal must be correct, this must be right, that must be right. So they had also one rule that there must be no fault in the person. When they checked up, he had this cut. So they said, it's not good for qurbani, we can't eat it. So he realized now that with a small pain, but my whole life got saved. Mm. So he came back and he put the minister out of jail on a jail red carpet treatment. He says, I understood my part, but when you went to jail, for that also you said, whatever Allah does is the best. What was good in you going jail? He said, King, you know that we always together, we don't separate. If I should have been with you and they caught you, they should have caught me also. You should have got away because you had that cut. But I got no fault in my body. They should have eaten me up. So I stayed 3 days in jail, my life got saved also. So whatever Allah does is only for our good. So inna lillah, whatever happened, we might meet up with an accident, some illness, some financial problem, but Allah, it's fully in Allah's control and all conditions only come from Allah. And whatever Allah does for His believing servants is only good for them. Even if we don't understand it, sometimes we have to drink bitter medicine. We don't like that bitter medicine, but it's only good for us. Sometimes some diet the doctor Hakim will put us on, we don't like that diet or what he has prescribed for us, but it's only good for us. So Allah is the most greatest, most knowledgeable, most kind, most merciful. So for his believing servants, whatever he does is only good for them. That was mentally, psychologically, a person gets this great itminan when he says, Inna lillah. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, and we are going to return to Him. So when we are going to return to Him, why are you feeling sad? Why are you feeling hard? Like a person who is in a jail, and you take him out and you put him into a palace. That person doesn't feel sad. This dunya, a dunya sijnul mu'min. وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ, this dunya is a prison for the believers. And the akhirat is the place of freedom, complete freedom. So you're leaving the prison and you're going into freedom. Nobody will, even your dear and close one left. Your wife passed away, your children passed away, your mother, father, they've left the prison and they're going into Jannah. Why you worried? When one Sahabi, his father passed away, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a Bedouin came and gave him the best tasalli, comfort. And he asked him, your father has passed away? Yes. He has gone to Allah? Yes. Who can look after him better, you or your father or Allah? He said, Allah. He said, then why are you worried? He's gone to him who looks better after him than what you can. So you should be happy. So a person gets great comfort when he realizes this. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained, if a person has got a cabinet and he has got glasses, some on the lower shelf and some on the top shelf, it is his choice where he wants to keep the glasses, lower shelf, top shelf. And after some time, he takes the glass from the lower shelf and he puts it on the top shelf. It's his choice, he's the owner. And the top shelf is very nice. The bottom shelf is not so nice, it's not a nice shelf. The top shelf is very nice. And when he puts it on top, the glass, so to say, feels happy also. And he gives consolence to the others that don't worry, all of you, I'm going to put you on top. From today, tomorrow, after 2 years, 5 years, every one of you I'm going to put you on top. So we are in this dunya, which is low, which is not a nice place. And Allah is going to put us all on top. And we just, what we have to do, live as believers. And Allah will reunite us there again. With our children, with our parents, with our friends, our family, all will be together again and permanently together. So a person won't feel hard anything. And Allah Ta'ala also showers with His rahmat. Rahmat, that whatever losses you suffered, Allah makes up for it in a better way. In the akhirat is 100%. Many times in this world also, Allah makes up your losses in a much more better way. So this is a great, great formula, and this was not given to any other ummah besides this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like Yaqub alayhi salam, when he lost his son Yusuf alayhi salam, he said the words, Ya Asafa ala Yusuf. What a pity, what sorrow I lost my Yusuf. But what greater words Allah gave us, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And the sawab on this year, we cannot imagine also. So Allah has done a great favor by giving us these words, but the sad part is we don't say these words. Yesterday one friend met me, an Ali, and he says, you make salam to an Ali also, but they don't reply. They say, how's it? How's things? Everything all right? We don't use these words which Allah has given us. We should use these words, great, great words Allah has given us. We should use them and try and get the reality as much as we can and say it with the meaning, and then see what solace we get, what enjoyment. Then we will realize what a great deen Allah Ta'ala has given us. May Allah give us all tawfiq.